Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He joins us from our New York Bureau. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
The White House stopped short of using the term smoking gun to describe the discovery Thursday of this cache of chemical warheads in the Iraqi desert. The administration labeled it troubling and serious, but in your view, do you think this revelation is enough to trigger military action?
Well, not really, because the question of smoking gun in this is not really a legal question. It's a political question. Legally, it's looking more and more like these are weapons Iraq was supposed to destroy, didn't destroy, was supposed to have mentioned in its accounting and didn't mention. Those are violations. But it's politically unlikely that this would be seen as enough to justify a war.
We have a U.S. military buildup going on in the Persian Gulf. It's increasing. But many of the United States' important allies would really like to postpone an armed conflict with Iraq. U.N. weapons inspectors say their work is just beginning. French President Jacques Chirac says he wants to give the inspectors more time in the region. Russia is also expressing concern. Do these statements actually present a problem for President Bush?
Well, I think we shouldn't take them at face value. You know, in our country, we're actually very good at looking behind, trying to dissect the real intentions behind what our politicians say. But then we sort of naively say, oh, well, France is concerned about international law here, or Russia is concerned about going through the full UN procedures. What's been going on throughout this is Russia and France don't want the United States to score too big a victory in Iraq that doesn't also in some way help them out, whether it's oil or political points or looking important or other things on a shopping list with the United States. So what I think we're seeing is a haggling process. Russia and France are, to some degree, trying to sell their support or toleration in the war for the highest price they can get. And so they're playing a little hard to get right now. But I think in the end, just as we had a 15-0 vote on the Security Council the first time around, I think in the end, a bargain's going to be struck.
Tens of thousands of U.S. troops, though, are already in the Middle East. Tens of thousands more are on their way. But the president is still saying that he wants a peaceful solution in Iraq. Can he be taken at his word?
I actually think he probably does. And this isn't because he's embraced a kind of a peacenik ideology and that they're singing Give Peace a Chance all over the White House. But if you really think about it, if Saddam leaves office, which is that would be the most likely peaceful outcome, whether there's a coup in Iraq or he agrees to go in some kind of a negotiation and buy a nice villa in Libya or something, that's a huge victory for the United States. It's a huge victory for Bush. It lets the Arab allies and the Europeans off the hook. They haven't had to support a war, but the principles of international law through the Security Council have been upheld. Bush is then able to tell everybody, you have to act tough if you want to avoid war. You have to prepare for war. But really, I'm dedicated to peace and international law. All of his domestic critics would look like complete idiots in such a situation. So I have to think, just looking at where his interests lie, a peaceful solution would actually be very much in his interest.
But a show of force is necessary.
Well, that's right. Saddam Hussein basically won't even tell you what time it is unless you point a gun at his head. That's the kind of experience of negotiation they've had in the past. Certainly without the U.S. buildup, there wouldn't be arms inspectors in Iraq now. So I think, you know, the idea is you've got to have a threatening show of force. The Iraqis have got to believe there is no alternative. Either Saddam goes or there is a war. And at that point, we'll see what happens.
I'd like to turn our attention to North Korea, that other point on the axis of evil. No Moo-yoon, the new president-elect of South Korea, said yesterday in an interview that the U.S. discussed the possibility of a military strike on North Korea because of its nuclear activities, but then settled on a diplomatic approach. And this was last month. Does this news surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, you have a situation where North Korea has really throws you a curveball, and we're talking about proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, a country which would probably sell anything to anybody who had hard cash, naturally you would explore all your options. And I think that's probably what this was, in the nature of just saying, okay, what are our options here? What are the pros and cons? And I think virtually everybody, certainly including me, would agree that by pursuing a diplomatic approach, they've made the right choice.
Illuminate something for us. North Korea wants to negotiate with the United States. The United States has ruled out negotiations, but said it will discuss the matter of its nuclear weapons program with North Korea. What is the distinction, and how can that kind of impasse be broken?
Well, first, let's just note that the English language is a very rich tongue with many synonyms, with many different shades of meaning, and all of us, and probably especially lawyers and diplomats, are glad that's true. I would say a negotiation between the U.S. and North Korea would imply that we were, you know, that this is the only forum at which the real settlement of North Asian security issues is going to take place. A discussion would be an opportunity for the two sides to kind of feel each other out, get to understand what's going on, and perhaps at a later date provide a basis for more focused talks, which could be called negotiations. So I think the distinction is real, but somewhat technical.
Do the two countries have to find a different vocabulary word to to get going, to start talking to one another?
You know, it's going to be politics. Part of what the administration, I think, is trying to do is keep the North Korean crisis from coming to a boil before there's some kind of a resolution on Iraq. Because the U.S., it's obviously much more difficult for the United States to manage two of these crises. And if we get the peaceful solution in Iraq, or alternatively there's kind of a short, big win for the U.S. in Iraq, then when the U.S. sort of turns back to North Korea, it's going to be with a lot fewer distractions, and also with the U.S. administration having an enormous amount of prestige. Countries will be very shy about giving aid and comfort to North Korea in that sort of situation. So this is one, you know, they say that diplomacy is the art of saying nice doggy while you feel around behind you for a stick. And to some degree, postponing this, the showdown with North Korea, saying nice doggy is in the American interest here.
Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. His book, Special Providence, American Foreign Policy and How It Changed the World, has just received the Lionel Gelber Prize for Outstanding Writing on International Affairs. Congratulations on the award, Walter, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.